Virginia feeder cattle prices are surging to ring in the new year. The ban of Mexican feeder cattle imports continues, and we're taking a look back at 2024. From Virginia Farm Bureau, this is Cattle Pulse. It's January 2025, and I'm Elijah Griles in Richmond, Virginia. It's great to have you join us on this episode of Cattle Pulse. You may be looking out the window as you listen to this and seeing snow falling down, or having just gotten back inside from feeding cattle in anticipation of the cold temperatures that we're going to be facing this week and as we move into the new month. Although the temperature has fallen recently, prices are rising as we move into the new year. If we look at our feeder cattle futures contracts, we see that the January contract was at $266.50 a hundredweight, which is up 3.8% from a month ago. The March contract is at $266.20 a hundredweight, which is up 4.2% from a month ago. The April contract is at $266.50 a hundredweight, which is up 3.7% from a month ago. We've seen strengthening across the board in our feeder cattle futures contracts as well as in our auctions here in Virginia. We'll talk about that at the end of this show. But first, as we discussed on the December episode, feeder cattle imports are still banned from Mexico due to the New World screwworm fly being detected in Mexican cattle. December is typically a peak month for our Mexican feeder cattle imports, and this is providing added support for feeder cattle prices on the national level. Everyone is really waiting with bated breath to see what the January National Cattle Inventory Report from USDA is going to reveal to us about what happened in 2024. We do have from USDA the December Cattle on Feed report that showed there were 12 million cattle on feed on December 1st, and that is pretty much even with December of 2023. The net placements were 1.74 million head, and that is down 4% from 2023, also supporting our feeder cattle futures prices, and marketings were at 1.73 million head, down 1% from 2023. And as the snow, sleet, and freezing rain is falling across our listening area, let's take a look at our weather and climate outlook for January. The drought monitor shows that 6.58% of the state in the Northern Neck, Middle Peninsula, and Eastern Northern Virginia is in severe drought. 23.25% of the state stretching from Western Northern Virginia to the Tidewater and Eastern Shore is in moderate drought, and the remaining 62.69% of the state is abnormally dry, with the exception of 7.47% of far western and southwestern Virginia that is currently normal. Hopefully this winter moisture that we're receiving will slowly soak in as it melts and help to improve our drought conditions. Looking ahead to the Climate Prediction Center's January outlook, they're expecting a 50 to 60% chance of below normal temperatures for the western half of the state and a 40 to 50% chance of below normal temperatures for the eastern half of the state, and equal chances of above or below normal precipitation for the entire state for the month of January. Now, as the mercury drops, it is important to remember that, as you all know, cattle face cold stress, so they have to increase their metabolic rate in order to stay warm, and this is just sort of a friendly reminder of how much cattle are actually affected when the temperature drops in the winter months. The dry winter coat critical temperature is 32 degrees Fahrenheit. So that means that when the temperature or wind chill value drops below 32 degrees, the cattle energy requirements are going to increase about 1% for every degree below that critical temperature. So, for example, if it's 20 degrees outside and there's no wind, that's roughly a 12% increase in energy requirements. If it's 20 degrees outside and the wind is blowing 15 miles an hour, then the wind chill is effectively 6 degrees, which means that that increase in energy needs is 26%. So obviously, there's a limit to how much an animal can eat, so supplementing cattle with extra corn is a common method to provide the additional energy that these animals are going to need to compensate for the cold weather that we're going to be facing this week and potentially throughout the month. Some beef producers can provide extra energy by feeding higher quality forages during colder weather, and knowing the quality analysis of your feed resources is going to be very important to help both with the economics and efficiency to match your resources to the needs of your cattle in each situation. So this is just a friendly reminder as we face some extremely cold temperatures throughout the state the rest of this week and throughout the month. As we move into a new year, it's always good to pause and review the previous one, taking some time for reflection both on the personal level, but also as we think about our business operation and what went well and according to plan and what could be better moving into the new year, and what our goals and objectives and points of focus are for the upcoming year is very important. Looking back at 2024, it was literally a year for the record books. We set multiple price records in the spring and summer months, and this has all been fueled by declining national herd numbers, which we expected at the beginning of the year. Prices have also ended the year on a high note, jumping almost $30 a hundredweight here in Virginia for our five-weight steers since October. Drought reduction across the nation and in certain parts of Virginia, as well as national import restrictions and lower calf numbers, have all contributed to this end-of-the-year counter-seasonal rally. Now, fundamentals here at the end of 2024 indicate that there are many bullish signals for 2025. Although many producers may remember the high prices of 2014 and 15 as a cautionary tale, it does seem that things are different here 10 years later. By 2015, in the previous cattle cycle, it was clear that herd expansion had already begun. This time, there are no clear signs to suggest that larger calf supplies can be expected anytime soon. While the prices are high, they have not yet risen high enough to motivate many producers to expand. 2024 hit record price levels across the nation, as well as here in Virginia, but when we adjust those numbers for inflation, we still have not exceeded the purchasing power of the revenues that were experienced in 2014 and 15, which creates a headwind for expansion. The USDA's January 2025 cattle inventory report is expected to confirm that cattle numbers did indeed decline throughout 2024. We didn't have that mid-year July report that gave us the mid-year numbers. So really, this year's everything hinges on the upcoming report here in January to see what actually happened with our national herd. Weekly slaughter data from USDA supports this projection of declining numbers. Year-to-date beef cow slaughter is down by 18%, but the implied cull rate, calculated as slaughter divided by inventories, remains at 10.2% for 2024, well above the level that would indicate herd expansion. Heifer slaughter data also shows no signs of herd expansion, as year-to-date heifer slaughter is down 1.1% with no evidence of heifer retention occurring at a rate sufficient to signal herd rebuilding. As I mentioned, we have seen an extremely strong rally in our prices here moving into the end of 2024 and the beginning of 2025. So let's take a look at what those numbers actually were. Abingdon Tri-State was at $276.40 a hundredweight, up 8.6% from a month ago. Blackstone was at $284 a hundredweight, up 8.9% from a month ago. Lynchburg came in at $288.80 a hundredweight, up 6.7% from a month ago. Radiant was at $290 a hundredweight, up 4.4% from a month ago. Shenandoah Valley was at $297.70 a hundredweight, up 12.4% from a month ago. And Winchester broke the $3 mark at $308.50 a hundredweight, up 9.1% from a month ago. This gives us a six-market statewide average of $290.90 a hundredweight, up 8.3% from a month ago. There is a lot of optimism moving into the new year, and certainly we need to remember the lessons of the past and be cautious and patient, remembering that the purchasing power of our dollar is not the same today as it will be next year. But it is good to ring in the new year with some optimism throughout our markets. And certainly we're looking ahead to that cattle inventory report to give us that national picture as well as our state picture of what our inventories look like. On our way out today, I do want to note that we are going to be moving the release date of Cattle Pulse from the first Monday of the month to the second Monday. So our next episode will come out on February the 10th, which is the second Monday of that month, and we'll proceed on the second Mondays from there. So look for that in your inbox or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Cattle Pulse, and we look forward to talking to you next month.